question from the floor from Michael. If you can say your name and your question, please.
My name is Sarah. I want to know, Michael, if all that old age pensioners at the time you're putting in this wonderful cost for the ID cards, suppose that we refuse to pay, will you put us in jail? Could help me when I have a job in jail.
Will find a way to protect the elderly and the vulnerable. The principle in other public services similar to this is that there's a degree of cross-subsidisation. In other words, those who can pay, that's paying a little bit more than the cost to subsidise those who can't. So, you know, that is the condition. I can't tell you what the exact price of the structure will be because it's not decided yet, but that is the clear direction for travel and policy.
Okay, you're leaving in a couple of minutes.
Anyone else has got something else
to do, I should answer. Okay, we'll give you the gentleman there, please. Just wait for your
microphone. My name is Sam James, and I'm a gentleman. Well, I'm not sure about ID cards at all, but I can say my heart goes out to Mr. Wills because I think you're a deadly man under siege. And it's still at the beginning of the evening that it's not a debate, it's a rally. Well, I'm afraid it is a rally, and it's rallying the anti-ID card lobby, and when Mr. Wills leaves, it will blatantly be a group of people fiercely agreeing with each other, and it will cease any sort of debate.
The point is, you have your views, but my issue to you is that if you come to a debate and you're not willing to take on new information or new ideas or explore those ideas, then yes, it's going to rally. And surely this is a floor for debate. Test the ideas, test your arguments. Michael Wilson and Steve, what?
Can I say, first of all, first of all, let me repeat my apology on having to go. And those of you in my constituents, please come and talk to me about this. I'm very happy to continue this debate in other forums, and I am very grateful for this speech so far this evening. I just want to say two or three things. Look, this is an issue on which people actually will have profoundly different views, for all the reasons I set out at the beginning. And it is perfectly, there is not a right answer to this question. It's many of the most important questions of public policy. There will just be differences of view. All I would ask each of you is to really go through the questions that I set out and come to your own beginning, and come to your own conclusions about them. Now, we've heard a lot of political rhetoric. The conversation has actually veered wildly off the question of ID card. We've heard about the NHS, we've heard about police bureaucracy, we've heard about this, that, and the other, all of which are actually irrelevant to the central questions about ID cards. But very difficult. No one knows what the right answers are yet, and we'll see as the system unfolds. But there are real problems. It's not enough to say, to dismiss ID cards by saying that they're not going to stop terrorism. Of course they're not. But the question is, we face a profound threat, which unfortunately is going to be with us for at least 10 years. The professionals who do not run this country, politicians elected by you, run this country, but we need to take their advice. If they tell us that we disrupt terrorism, we need to take that advice extremely seriously. And that is one of the key planks of the government's platform. There is clearly a problem with identity fraud. We need to look at ways of attacking it. Of course it's not going to solve it. Of course ID cards are not going to solve it. But if you think of a method that simply and easily validates your identity, it is going to make a difference. Is it worth it? Well, we've been through all the arguments. Does it interfere fundamentally with the civil liberties of this country, which are profoundly important and precious? And the answer is, in my view, no, because in the end, those civil liberties are always balanced by the interests of the community. The key thing is not whether the state has any control over us, because the state has control over us, always has none, always will do, in all kinds of ways. The crucial thing is the safeguards. Is the state properly accountable? Is it properly accountable on this? Is it properly accountable in general? Now, in this, I believe it is. In general, which is another debate, I think the state executive needs to be fettered far more than it is at the moment. But all I would ask all of you, this is a profoundly important subject, please look at the facts. If you're not sure of them, write to me or write to any of the other sources that you can get. There's a lot of information here. I'm very happy to send any of you who write to me the House of Commons Library document on this. It's a non-partisan body, it's extremely thorough, it sets out all the arguments that the government put forward, all the arguments that the opposition put forward. It's available on the web. For those of you who want to see it, please let me know. I will send you a copy. It's all there. All the facts are there.
Okay, thank you very much.